Good morning, magician. Good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are tuning in with us, if you are starting your day, I hope you have an amazing day. And if you are ending it, I hope you had an amazing day. I am having an amazing morning already. It is only 6:04 and I'm full of the best energy. I'm ready to start the day. I'm really ready to, you know, tackle the day. I feel like change is in the air. Change is in the air. I've been like just changing little things throughout my life. You know, is anybody else going through that right now? Because I have just little things, you know, here and there, to the point where, like, you know, I'm finally looking around and it's like, dang, you know, I changed that around, and you know, this, that, and the third, and it makes me happy. It makes me excited. You know, it makes me smile, because if you've been here for a while, you know, change has been my biggest fear. It's always been one of my biggest fear. And like the last 7-8 months of my life has been nothing but change. But I didn't want to look at it like that at first because I was afraid of it. But now I get excited at the sight of it. I like to see different things and feel different things and explore different things. I like change. I feel it coming. I feel it coming. I feel it so, so strongly. I don't know what's gonna happen next. I don't know what the next step is, what the next phase is. But I know that I'm ready for it. I'm so ready for it. I'm so excited. I get so smiley thinking about it. I get jittery. Like, I'm so excited for whatever it is to come next. I'm excited for what's coming for me. I'm excited for what's coming for you. I'm excited for all the change that is to come. If you were waiting for a job offer, it's coming. An acceptance letter, whether it be to a school or a program, whatever, a new house, a new car, a new stream of income, an overflow of resources, like so much is coming. Major changes. Major change is in the air. Major change in the air. And it's so beautiful to feel it. I'm so excited. I cleaned up my living room last night and I just moved one of my little storage containers that I keep in my living room. I use it as like my little table and holster and thing. Storage is what it was for. But I moved it to a new spot and I like decorated it a little bit and it completely like changed the space. And then I changed some things around on my work desk and it changed that space. And I was just like, wow, you know, just the little things, just little things. Little changes makes me feel like this. So I can't even imagine how I'm going to feel in this next phase, because these little changes here are freaking enough. It's not enough like I'm blocking off my blessings, but it's like I'm happy. It looks good. Just by adding, you know, a candle here or a crystal there, and then fixing up that space, I went into my bedroom and rearranged my entire room, y'all. Flipped everything around. And I have carpet, so it took some determination, but I had a lot of it because I got it done in like 30 minutes. Well, probably a little longer than that, because I like vacuumed and then I saged. I told any of that stagnant energy that had been there, because my furniture had been the same since I moved here a year ago. And so I was like, it's definitely some stagnant energy in here, some old energy from, you know, like other people's energy. I'm like, I know that there's some energy. So I cleaned out the energy in there really good, switched things around, added some candles, added some little decorations. And you guys, last night I was just like, wow, I moved. I moved. it felt like I was in a completely different space. And that was the best sleep I had in so long. I've been having trouble like getting to sleep and staying asleep. My dreams have been crazy, like so crazy. But last night was the most amazing sleep. I actually woke up an hour early thinking it was time to get up, and it wasn't. I'm like, oh, I can go back to sleep. I'm gonna take advantage of this hour because I already feel rested. But now this is just gonna seem like extra rest, and it's not even extra rest. I'm still supposed to be asleep right now. That was the best sleep I had in so long, and just something as simple as switching the bedroom around. Like, it's amazing how much happiness that can bring you. There's so many opportunities for happiness around us every single day. We're just not taking the time to realize them. We're not taking time to see that they're there. Because I've been feeling really just stuck. I uploaded on my channel yesterday. It's called Cozy Corner, and it was over an hour, but I was just talking to you guys, just like telling you guys what I was going through and how I've been feeling. And I've just been feeling really stuck, and I've been really foggy. Things didn't make sense, but one day, I don't even know when, it just came to me, and like everything just made sense. And some moment happened and everything made sense, and ever since then everything's been making sense. I know exactly what I need to do and how I need to get there and how I need to approach things. Such a beautiful discovery, because that combined with just the small little changes that are bringing me so much happiness and so much joy. I woke up this morning and I walked into my living room. My work desk is in like a little corner in my living room, because my living room is actually really big for an apartment. So I have it in my living room little corner, and when I walked in, I just like stared at my workspace, and I stared at like the living room, and I was just smiling. I was so happy, and I was just like so proud of myself, because like, oh, you know, this is beautiful. It's just beautiful. I've worked so hard to create the energy in my home, like to make the energy in here what it is, because it was not always this. It was not always what it is, because I'm not always what I was. But it's so beautiful in here now. Like, oh, I've worked so hard to create this for myself, and now because I'm just allowing myself to be present and be in the moment and really soak it up, I'm just in total awe of myself. I am a truly an amazing person, and I'm gonna toot my own horn because I deserve to. I manifested this life for myself. It's come so clear to me that my angels, my guides, my divine team have been there. They've always been there, because everything that I've ever asked for, I've received. It may not have been how I want. It may not have been, you know, as much as I want, or it may not have been just exactly what I want, but it was exactly what I needed. They knew what I needed, and that is what they gave to me. Even if that meant sometimes not giving me what I was asking for. Because it's like, why are you asking for that? You're not ready for that. You're not ready for that. You still have some things you need to do to get ready for that. But along the way, they've always given me exactly what I needed. And as I continued forward and did what I was supposed to do, I got myself ready for the things that I was asking for that I wasn't ready for. And I also reevaluated, changed some things around, let go of pretty much everything that I was asking for in the beginning. And along the way, things that I was asking for they changed. And it was just like, wow, okay. That's why you didn't give it to me when I asked for it, because I didn't even want it for real. I didn't even want it for real. My divine team knows all, and I'm so thankful for them. I'm so thankful for how we've just walked this journey together, how we've done this, you know, how we've created this reality for me together. We are all in a direct, I'm sorry, what did I say? What was that word? We are all in a direct partnership with Source. Whatever that is to you, universe, God, Gaia, whatever. You co-create with them. You create your desired reality by working directly with them. Ask and you shall receive. And be open to receiving in more than one way. Because you may be asking for something that you want and it's not what you need right now. So when you ask, you're going to receive what you need. And sometimes it's not always exactly what we ask for. But still, give thanks, give praise. Because some people don't have the ability to ask and receive. Some people's voices were taken away from them to the point that they don't even know that they can do something so beautifully. They can create something for themselves. It's annoying. I know it's annoying to have to get something that you really didn't ask for, but it kind of is. Because when you ask your divine team, whatever, however you would like to phrase that, I know we all like to call it different things, but whatever works for you, when you ask your higher power for anything, they're gonna give you what you need. So make sure what you're asking for is actually what you need. And not just something that you want, or something to like distract you from the most pressing matter. Ask for what you need. Be okay with asking them for genuine and true help, because they already know what your heart desires. They already know so much more than you. They already know what you need, so don't be afraid. I'm so thankful for my divine team and just the way that this journey has played out. It is so beautiful. Like, I know I use the word beautiful a lot, but there's no other way to describe my life, my story, who I am, my journey. No better word to describe what I feel every day, which is just complete beauty in life, in everything. I appreciate everything so much more now. And in this, throughout this journey, I've gotten rid of so much stuff. so much clothes and shoes for both Layla and I, like just so much stuff we haven't worn in years, stuff from high school, like what? I cannot fit this. Why do I still have this? Just a bunch of random just stuff. And it felt so good to just declutter my space as I decluttered myself. I have some more stuff to get rid of today. I've been really acquainted with the Goodwill. I've also been doing so much thrifting. Like, I've been wanting to purchase things with history so that I can feel the energy of the previous owner. I love that. It's so beautiful. I just hope, like, one day I'm like, I hope I don't run into something scary. But I can feel the energy before I even bring it home. So I don't think I do that. I bought a really beautiful tray yesterday, and it had a very strong smell to it, but it was so like calm and comforting. You can tell that it came from like someone's grandparents' house, and they were like really old. So this thing like has a lot of history, and I'm so glad to like have it in my home, you know. I'm just so thankful for everything. There's beauty in everything. There's beauty all around us, whether we see it or not. And when you start to see it, and you start to see how it's been right in front of you all along, you're just gonna be like, wow, I'm never gonna take this for granted again. I'm never going to complain again. And it's not that I don't complain. Like I said, I'm not a perfect person, but before I say the complaint out loud, I'll talk to myself in my head. And some days I'm just like, I don't care. I'm going to complain because I just need to. I'm human. But most days I'm just like, whatever. It's not that serious. It's not that deep. I'm not going to take it that deep. I'm just going to pray about it and move along. There's nothing I can do. There's no sense in worrying. There's no sense in stressing. That's not going to do anything but mess up my energy. And I worked so hard to get here. I'm not letting nothing small, simple mess up my energy. No. No thanks. That's blocking my blessings. And I've been doing that myself long enough. I'm not going to let anything external stand in the way now, because I've been doing it for myself long enough. No thank you. Change is coming. And I'm not trying to block the pathway. I'm not trying to block the pathway. Sorry. Change is coming. It's coming for everybody. It's coming for all of us. And it's so beautiful. I'm so ready. I am so ready. This year is ending with a bang. I deserve that bang. You deserve that bang. We deserve that bang. We've worked so hard. We've all worked so hard to get to where we are, to creating this life that we have. Ain't no stopping us now.